takes you to the past and into the future, but it's not in the present. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today we continue on the series of managing our thoughts and emotions. So it continues to be a challenging time. And last week, we spoke about the power of action. Action grounds us, action creates a positive energy, and helps us calm down those anxious emotions. But this week, let's talk about another strategy in terms of staying focused and managing the emotions that we have. We all have a range of emotions at the moment. There can be anxiety, fear, anger, frustration, worry, loneliness. And there's a range of them, and it causes us to be unsettled and not sort of focused and not calm. So I want to just share one thought today. This is a very big topic, but one thought. One of the many strategies, one of the important strategies of calming and settling the scattered emotions that we might have is the idea of being present. Being present the whole time, being fully there in every moment, mindful living. Now it's particularly hard at this time because people are quite distracted by some of their inner emotions, but distracted by things like the phones and the devices that we're on a lot now because we're trying to find out what is happening, and sometimes we see things that are negative and it unsettles us even more. And one of the outcomes of that is that we have worry, we worry, and we are a little bit anxious. Now, let's just define that for a moment. Worrying is not a bad thing necessarily, some level of worry. In life generally, a certain minimal dose of worrying is actually the source of responsible living. If something happens in your home, someone is not well, God forbid, or something goes wrong in our career, and a certain amount of worry induces action. It makes us do something about it. We find the best doctor, we find the best strategy, we ask for advice. It could create a certain sense of urgency, which is a good thing. However, when we continue to worry and we ruminate in just being anxious and worrying about things we can't really control, it becomes a toxic emotion, it becomes something that damages us. But here's the thing that we need to understand. Worrying, normally when we worry, if we sit and worry about something, it's very rarely about what's happening now. Negative worry is mostly about allowing us to go into the past and particularly into the future. We allow our minds to travel into things that haven't happened yet, into what could happen, what potentially could be the outcome, what's going to happen if this happens, how are things going to turn out if this one says this or these people do that, and so on. And part of the unsettledness of worrying is that we're not present, that we are taken into the past and particularly into the future, and therefore we're not able to focus on what the call of the hour is. We're not able to focus on the moment that we're in. So at this time, one of the things that is particularly important among many other things is learning to be present. Learning to ask ourselves the question when we feel very unsettled or we feel anxious or we feel like we're worrying is, okay, fear is there, worry is there, but let me try and focus about what can I do now. I'm sitting at home, I'm on the couch, I'm at a table, I'm taking a walk. I'm not worried about the now. Most of my worry comes about what the future holds, the future that I cannot control. So let me bring my thoughts back to now and say, what can I do now? What action can I take now that will be positive? What activity can I engage in that will be calming and soothing or spiritually beneficial? Bring my concentration, bring my focus to the present moment. That takes practice. That takes a lot of effort. Sometimes we need to exercise that by doing some mindful meditation. But it's not just about the meditation. It's about the way of living. Sometimes we just have to stop, breathe a little bit, and bring us back to the present. Whenever we worry and starting to bother us, just let's stop and remember that we are worrying about the future. But let's try and bring ourselves to, what am I doing right now? Is there anything I can do now that's purposeful, that's meaningful, that will bring me focus, bring me meaning, bring me contentment, and bring me happiness. So that's one of the important strategies to understand the way we deal with this special period that we're going through. So let's practice being in the moment and engage in a mindful type of meditation. Just relax, first of all. Maybe close your eyes. Remove all distractions. Make sure you're in a quiet place where you can just be and just focus. And bring your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. Try and just focus on this one thing. Feeling every time you breathe in and feeling the sensation of breathing out. Just try that for a few moments. If your mind wanders, as it does sometimes, try and gently just bring it back, just to focus on your breath, the rhythm of life. Just intensify the breathing a little bit, feel it fill your abdomen as you breathe in. Feel that feeling, and then just feel the feeling of letting go. Notice that when you breathe, each breath is distinct from the other. We breathe in and we breathe out. And then there's that split moment that divides this breath from the next. Each breath is a separate moment. Each moment in our lives is distinct from the other. Every experience is different. Just think about how you tense up when you start to worry or have fear. And just ask yourselves, I'm now in this present moment. What can I do now? Bringing yourself to be present in the now. Remembering that every breath, neshima, represents the neshama, the soul. How can I express my soul in this moment? What good deed could I do now? What meaningful activity can I do in the present? Letting go of the past, letting go of the future. Focusing on the now. Just imagine that feeling of unsettledness, of feeling scattered and helpless. Ask yourselves a question. Is there anything I can do now? Something small. Can I call a friend? Can I say a prayer? Can I help someone? Can I relax? Every moment of life is like the breath, distinct from the other. Don't worry how functional you were or how you will be. Think about what you can do now. Let's hold on to that thought, and let's try and exercise that through the day. And whenever you're feeling unsettled, whenever you feel the worry, whenever you feel that overwhelming feeling that so many of us are feeling at the moment sort of take over, let's stop. Just for a few moments, wherever you are, breathe a little bit, focus on your breath. Remember the division and the distinctiveness of every moment. And bring yourself back to the present and ask, what can I do now? Let us hope we will hear good news very soon. And only good things. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And only good news.